This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. On the 32nd day of the partial U.S. government shutdown, President Donald Trump vowed not to cave on his demand for a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. On Twitter, the president accused Democrats of playing political games and said, quote, without a wall, our country can never have border or national security. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Trump's latest proposal, which faces an uncertain fate in the Senate.
Senate Republicans have released a bill designed around the president's plan, with $5.7 billion for a border wall at its center. While GOP leader Mitch McConnell will try to push it through, he needs Democratic votes for the bill to advance. No Democrats have publicly backed the president's proposal, and their leaders insist they will not negotiate border funding until the nation's longest shutdown, now in its 32nd day, ends. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are looking at another missed paycheck Friday if the impasse does not break. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is set to arrive in Qatar, his first overseas trip since widespread anti-government protests rocked the nation. Bashir is due to meet Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad al-Thani on Wednesday to discuss ways of boosting relations, that according to Qatar state news agency QNA. Bashir has tried to downplay the protests, insisting that foreign agents and infiltrators are responsible for the dissent and violence. The World Bank forecasts South Africa's economic growth will rise to 1.3% this year, with an estimated 0.9% in 2018. A court in Russia has denied bail to American Paul Whelan, who is being held on spying charges. His family claims he is innocent. This is VOA News. The Israeli ambassador to the United Nations addressed the mounting tensions between Israel and Iran along its northern border with Syria on Tuesday. The address came ahead of a Security Council meeting on the Middle East. Ambassador Danny Danone speaking from New York.
We have a standing policy to strike at whoever tries to hurt us, which includes the Iranians in Syria.
Israel carried out a series of air raids against Iranian military targets near the Syrian capital early Monday, hours after it had intercepted a missile launched by Iranian forces at the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. That missile launch followed a rare Israeli daytime attack on Syria on Sunday near the Damascus airport. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports the Israeli strikes killed at least 21 people. More than 100 academics and former diplomats from 19 nations are calling on China to release two Canadians who have been detained in apparent retaliation for the arrest of a senior Chinese executive in Canada. The group signed an open letter to Chinese President Xi Jinping Monday, praising Michael Korvig and Michael Spavor. Both men were detained on December 10th and charged with endangering Chinese security. Pope Francis will make his first trip to Panama on Wednesday for the World Youth Day Festival. That's expected to be attended by more than 150,000 young people. It's a visit the Central American country has been getting ready for 2 years. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Panama's President Juan Carlos Varela addressed the nation ahead of the papal visit.
En los próximos días, seremos testigos de uno de los más importantes eventos globales.
He said that in the coming days, we will be witnesses of one of the most important global events that will be celebrated in our beautiful country, World Youth Day and the visit of Pope Francis. He added that it will be a week during which thousands of pilgrims will visit from the five continents and more than 150 countries. He said it will be an opportunity to show the world the beauty of our land, the joy and nobility of the heart of our people. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The French Civil Aviation Authority says Argentine soccer player Emiliano Sala was aboard a small passenger plane that went missing off the coast of the island of Guernsey. French and British maritime authorities are searching the English Channel for the plane. Guernsey police say the flight was en route to Wales with two people on board. The 28-year-old Sala, who's been playing for the French club Nantes, signed for Premier League team Cardiff City on Friday. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.